You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. It's giving me a heart attack.
Hey, everybody. This is Mark Campbell, lead singer for Jack Mack and The Heart Attack. And we come out of Los Angeles, California. And you're listening to Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. And man, we want y'all to tear it up.
Great idea. Let's tear it up with some great blues tunes from around the world. Kicking off the show today, Jeremiah Johnson, originally from St. Louis, now residing in Houston, Texas. He's known as the voice of the Mississippi River Blues. We're going to hear two cuts, Burn Down the Garden, and Unemployed, Highly Annoyed. That's the title track from the album by Jeremiah Johnson.
Taking down this mountain after all. They never said it'd be easy. Many a plan astray. The faded dreams of the brokenhearted, they've all been turned away. Seems like the whole world's breaking down. I have a little faith things will come around. Cold and lonely, staring death in the face. Cutting through the wind like the wings of an angel, forever sail away. To put the nails in the coffins, let's build a better day. And use that wood for some good and not leave it up to fate. Seems like the whole world's breaking down. I have a little faith things will come around. Burn down that garden, baby, and sow some seeds of love. Burn down that garden, baby, and sow some seeds of love. Rise when you fall. We're taking down this mountain after all. They never said it'd be easy. Many a plan astray. The faded dreams of the brokenhearted, they've all been turned away. Seems like the whole world's breaking down. I have a little faith things will come around. Garden, baby, sow some seeds of love. Burn down that garden, baby, sow some seeds of love. Burn down that garden, baby. back garden. Light it up, boys. Garden, baby, sow some seeds of love. Yeah, man, no. Sure been a struggle, no. Yeah, getting tight. What the hell going on with things?
Unemployed and highly annoyed.
Jeremiah Johnson from Unemployed, Highly Annoyed. Joe Bonamassa has a new album out, Joe B., and believe it or not, this is his 45th album? That guy is so prolific. The release is called Royal Tea, and he wanted to capture that British sound. He went to London, spent 5 weeks there, and set up in the iconic Abbey Road studio. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from this fabulous album. The title track, Royal Tea. And why does it take so long to say goodbye? Joe Bonamassa's gonna rock your world.
Had about to kiss her. I done give you life, ball first class. Let you make your own photographs. Chandeliers and crazy cars. Paying for with my guitar. Wake up in your car. Champagne from the fountain. Bring me back. Keep me gone. Reel me in. Waste my life. All the time will be. times before. Desperation. Our candle burns no more. Everything we know takes us so far away. Trace your steps back. Don't let them guide your way. When I leave, oh, I leave for good. No coming back like you said I would. You cross the line. Why does it take so long to say? Another rainy night. Tears from the endless fights. Oh, I carried you on my own. So take the luck you've had and pretend you.
Joe Bonamassa from Royal Tee. From Scotland Way, we've got Wiley Bull Walker. He's teamed up with Danny Flam. We're going to hear Did I Forget and Velvet Windows. This is from their release, Ain't No Man a Good Man.
Did I forget to tell you I love you? I guess my drinking got in the way. And all the stars shining above you couldn't keep me from losing my way. Now I'm all broken down, the outskirts of town. I thought that we would have one more day. Did I forget to tell you I love you?
Take a peek through the velvet window. You won't believe what I just seen. God and baby Jesus, playing gods with a Gabriel. Cheating hearts won't stand between us. With another soldier said, if there's a story here to tell, take a ride straight down to hell. Oh, well, yeah, I'm going straight to hell. I should have known much better. I should have seen the signs. Marriage made in heaven. Leave us straight and now lines. If love will find an answer, if love will find a way, God's the devil, take no chances. Your devil, he's been paid. If there's a story here to tell, I turn her eyes straight down to hell. Well, I'm going straight to hell. Jemima, oh my sweet Janine, what could you girls be thinking, fooling around with Billie Jean? My wife, a sister, and their best friend were nowhere to be seen, till I peek through velvet windows, through a gap into a dream. And if I say I took a ride, they invited me inside.
Bo Walker and Danny Flam from Ain't No Man a Good Man. All right, hang on to your fedoras because we're going to blow the world apart with Catfish. This band is from the UK. They have a new album out called Exile. Live in lockdown, it features the father and son duo of Paul and Matt Long. We're going to start off with a real long tune. This is the opening song of the new album. It's over 11 minutes long. It is called Broken Man. And then we're going to have a chat with Matt and Paul of Catfish.
Thank you. has taken its toll. Keep on knocking down every door. As each one falls down, there's always one more.
To the land of the motor.
Got a new album in my fist here. It is Catfish. It is called Exile, Live in Lockdown, and it's proof that talent runs in the family. We're joined by Matt and Paul Long of Catfish. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having us.
Yes, pleasure.
It's terrific finally meeting you. The album is spectacular. It's a wall of sound as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you.
Tell us how that came about.
Well, we did a live stream back in, I've already forgotten when it was, back in July. We were approached by a festival in Holland to do a full band live stream, because up until that point, we had been doing acoustic duo live streams, Paul and I, from here, from our house. And they had been going really well, and they really enjoyed them, but they wanted to see if we could get a full band one going. So they helped us out organizing everything with that. And it went really well. It was the first time the band had even seen each other in 5 months, let alone played together. We actually decided to negate having any rehearsals because we wanted to have the first time we played to be recorded. We wanted it to be like right then and there. This was the first notes we heard in 5 months for all of us, including us.
I was just amazed when I heard that you guys didn't rehearse this. You just got up there and tore up the place.
It was a conscious decision rather than us just forgetting to rehearse. It was on purpose.
We wanted to keep the excitement going to it, because there couldn't be an audience. We only had a very, very, very small technical crew. We weren't allowed an audience. So we wanted to create a buzz for ourselves, I guess, by the sense of danger of not rehearsing, but just going and seeing what happened. And it came off. We're really pleased with it. And we thought afterwards, this was too good just to be lost on Facebook and what have you. So we decided to make it into a live album. So remixed the audio and re-edited the video and everything. So yeah, here it is.
So how did Catfish come to be? How did you guys start this whole thing off?
Well, we started out back in 2014. When...
I remember the dates.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it last week, let alone 6 years ago. And I was in a couple of bands previously, and they had both fallen through at the same time. Some members moved away, had musical disagreements, et cetera, et cetera. And I was left without any form of band or any kind of thing to play with, like live, anything like that. So I approached my dad and asked him whether he wanted to start a fun kind of blues covers band. And he said yes. So we found some friends of ours at a jam night down in Worthing, Kevin Yates and Dusty Bones. And we just got together, played some covers, had some fun in some pubs, made a little bit of money. And it was really fun. And we decided to record a few of these covers because it would help us get some gigs, because everyone likes to hear the band before we can actually book them, things like that. And when we did, we released an album out of it, and a lot of the DJs and internet radio DJs picked up on it, and it kind of took off a bit, really, and it got way more ground than we were expecting it to, and it was like, wow, this is something. And at that point, we just decided to actually make it a proper band. We started writing original material, and then we came out with our... I always count this one as our first album, but technically it's our second, but it's our first album of original songs with Broken Man. but it's technically our second album. And that has kind of paved the way for us ever since. We've started to hone in on our sound, and it's kind of come together really well from what was, you know, a fun little blues covers band to play in the back end of pubs while the football is on, to touring all over the world and being the biggest band I think any of us have been in.
And you mentioned the tune Broken Man, and that's the first track on this album. It's just like, what is it, 11 minutes long, something like that? Yeah. What a great way to start it off. That had me hooked right then and there.
Oh, thank you. That's been a staple in our set for a long time. That's probably one of my my favorite songs that I've written, if I'm allowed to say anything like that. I love that song personally, and it just comes together way better live than it does on an album. So that's why I wanted to get this one. I feel like it's a good opener for this album, because it's just one of those songs that we instinctually just have in our, you know, DNA right at this point.
I think it pulls together a lot of strands as well. It's got blues right through it. It's got a bit of prog. We certainly seem to like doing epic things. Yeah. And the scale of it, you know. So there are influences from everywhere, I think, you can hear on this. You know, there's blues right at the heart of it, but there's also that sort of 70s British rock sort of sound, bit of prog. So we don't shut the doors for anything like that. Just sort of like to welcome in influences and hope people come along with us.
I think my favorite song has got to be The Root of All Evil. The two of you are just wailing away on that tune.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, that's a really fun one to play live. And I always have to say that one's in a stupid tuning. So it's in like a heavy metal tuning, but it's at the heart of it is a blues song as well, and that's, again, it kind of marries together a lot.
It's a very well disguised 12-bar blues. Yeah. Of that song.
It's very bluesy at the heart of it. If you look at it on paper, it's actually quite a bluesy song.
And who writes most of the material for your albums? Do you do it together, or
on the last album we did a lot together? We tend to start off on our own places, Paul and I, and then kind of come together and fine tune it. Sometimes the song will be completely written by one or the other, and then sometimes a little injection in between, and also between Adam and Kevin and Kev as well. It's mostly, I guess, it starts off from us and then finds its way through the band and kind of filters through and comes out the other side as the finished product.
And how did you decide on the name Catfish for the band?
Well, that came from one of the first covers we played. We still play it very occasionally.
Yeah.
If we do a cover, we like to do it something with a bit of a left field twist to it, and it comes from the old Catfish Blues song from the 20s or 30s. We have it on our first album, that covers album, and it's I hope and think it's different from how you will hear anybody else doing the song, and it became a popular song. We just took the name from that song, because it's one of the first things we play.
Your band has been touring a lot, UK, Europe. Do you think you'll ever come over to North America? Because I'd love to see you guys play over here.
We would absolutely love to.
There are plans to come and play in a festival in the States in next summer. So, I hope that, you know, all things willing with the COVID and what have you. Yeah, there's a plan to do that.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, that's only one festival.
Well, yeah. But whether or not that happens or not, we'll be sure to come over at some point. It's certainly a place we'd love to come and play. And, you know, I've always wanted to go over and play in America and Canada and places like that.
There are some amazing festivals that take place in Canada, outdoors during the summer, Mont Tremblant, Kitchener Blues Festival. Yeah. The list just goes on and on.
Well, I came one year to the Jazz Festival, Montreal Jazz Festival, and you had a great, great time at that. And there certainly was a wide range of stuff there. I could see us fitting in on some outer left field outdoor stage late one night there. There was an outdoor stage in one of the squares there that had a great range of blues and blues rock stuff on there.
I love going to festivals, and I'm certainly missing not seeing any live music right now. I guess a very important question is, where can our listeners get a hold of your new album?
Well, you can pre-order the album now. It's out on December 1st, but you can pre-order it on our website, which is www.catfishbluesband.co.uk.
That's the one.
.co.uk. Pre-order that now. Yeah, 1st of December. And you know, check out our Facebook page, all that kind of stuff. There'll be links all over the place, and we'll be promoting that all the time.
Well, I thank you for your time, and it is really a rockin' good album. I am really enjoying it, and keep in touch, and hope to see you in Canada someday soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Will do.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
You gotta let it go. Just stay strong with the one you love, and everything's gonna be okay. And I'll be back on my feet someday. Gotta make time to look at the big picture.
Many thanks to Matt and Paul for joining us. What a great band they've got, and we're going to be playing a lot of their tunes over the next few weeks. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace, and it's time for us to say so long, because that's the name of the track we're going to play right now. Rick Estrin and the Nightcaps. We will catch you again next week.